Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiao Lan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say confidence in Chinese. We have Gina Pearl, the chief content at The What. Hi, Gina, 你好。
你好, Xiao Lan.
Yeah, thank you and welcome back. We are talking about confidence. I thought this is very appropriate to have you to discuss this subject because not only because you are a very self-confident person, beautiful, at the same time, I'm so intrigued with a new concept you came out with, perennial generation.
Yes, perennials. I coined the term perennials actually to describe a mindset because I was actually really tired of hearing people my generation. Believe it or not, I'm over 40.
I can't believe that.
Isn't that shocking?
No one would.
I can't really believe it either.
This is beautiful age, by the way.
I think so.
Confucius, he said, when you are over 40, you no longer get confused. That means that we have clarity in life.
Confucius was the original perennial, it sounds like. I think confidence usually comes with age because you have a lot of data to draw from where you're not feeling insecure. If you make a certain decision or if you do certain something, that it's not going to be the end of the world. But I think confidence, I've been talking a lot about it with women in this online group that I have and also when it comes to perennials. And I think confidence can be something you're born with, but it's not some special gift that you're walking around boasting, I'm so confident. And in fact, boasting, I think, is the exact opposite of confidence. Just as I think a lot of women or men with a lot of physical beauty, I think the coolest ones don't really walk around thinking, look how beautiful I am.
Yeah.
It's just I think my confidence comes from I'm just so busy paying attention to what I'm doing
yep.
and thinking and need to learn that I really just don't have a lot of time to wonder what other people are thinking about me or either. And also what I'm thinking about myself,
mm-hmm. yeah.
because sometimes what we think about ourselves is just plain wrong, whether it's good or bad. So going back to perennials and how that ties into confidence is I coined this term perennials as a reaction to the world targeting everything to millennials, but also how ludicrous I found that with today's technology, if today's machine learning is obliterating birth year and they're targeting you based on what you're actually doing
mm-hmm.
and what you're thinking and what you're interested in, then why are we still seeing the world in a linear generational timeline? It just seemed really outdated. So perennials describes a mindset of people of all ages.
Right.
You could be an 8-year-old, you could be a 108-year-old, and it's about people who are ever blooming, ever growing, who have a natural sense of confidence, who find connection between themselves and other people in the world. And I wrote this article. I just wrote a small Medium blog post and it just went viral across the world. And so now I'm being asked to speak all over the place. It's funny. I was invited to Wisconsin to a marketers conference. I was interviewed on a podcast for Humboldt University and now I'm going to be speaking at my alma mater at UC Berkeley in the fall. So
it's amazing.
It's been really exciting. I think it's a concept that is really resonating with people in this increasingly divisive world.
Yeah, I can certainly echo that. And the word perennial is perfect because that refers to the type of plant which just have the quality as you just described.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's awesome.
Right.
Let's have a look at the Chinese word for confidence.
Right.
Okay, we say 信心.
信心.
信心. There are only two words. 信 is the first character. 信.
信.
Is to trust. 信.
I like that.
信, that means to trust, to believe, and the character is a combination between a person and the speech. So when a person speaks, you have his word or her word or my word. So when I say something, my word is something you can take seriously. So 信 is to trust. So to trust, and 信 is the second character. That means heart.
It really is.
So trusting the heart, that's confidence. 信心.
信心.
So when you trust your heart, then you have the confidence.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And in Chinese word, in fact, you can see it's very logical. They put certain things together and then they form a new meaning. For example, mm-hmm. when they say happy, they say open heart. 开心.
开心.
开心 You open your heart, therefore you are happy. So 开心 could be literally open someone's heart for a bypass surgery, could mean that in the right context. But in the 90%, 99% of the context, when you hear 开心, you know people are very happy. 开心.
开心.
Yeah, and then 信心, it's confidence, your trusting heart. And then when we say you, for example, although you said you don't feel like particularly self-confident, from our perspective, you are a beautiful, self-confident person. And here we say 自信.
自信.
自信. Yeah, 自 is self, yourself. So self. And 信, it's trusting, confidence. So 自信, self-confidence.
Self-confidence, right.
Yeah, so 自信.
自信.
Yeah, that's it. And both are very positive words. It doesn't imply that you are arrogant, or it's just because there's an inner internalized confidence. So 自信.
自信.
Yeah, 自 is the fourth tone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're a beautiful 自信 woman. And in this case, you came out with, you coined the word perennial.
Mm-hmm. Curiosity and confidence is at the core of being perennial. So,
right.
So it's kind of amazing to see this term taking off. You're in London, and the London Evening Standard wrote an article about my article to talk about perennial celebrities,
mm-hmm.
who celebrities of all ages, who, you know, like the pairing of Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett, for instance.
Yeah.
That it just shows that they think differently. They don't see lines between age, or they just see possibility between people.
Yeah, I can only see that the use of this term is going to be even more popular and widespread. And then also, it doesn't refer to any particular generation.
No.
And then this is a mindset which actually would take us for a long, long way from here, especially facing the such dramatic change of like technology, society, geopolitics.
Right. And hopefully my term perennial will actually become perennial.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you so much, Gina, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today, we talk about confidence, 信心, self-confidence, 自信. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. And have a look at our website, chinesey.com. There's a recap video, and you save the word, and you can practice and listen to amazing guests like Gina sharing their incredible ideas. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Gina.
再见，小兰。